Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, we had some wild markets, got some wild things going on. The wild thing, it's a little bit interesting. You know, we had yesterday, it looked like they were going to really give them a little beat down. And before you knew it, they had come back. And at the end of the day, you know, it was a no big deal. That was the end of the day. It was fairly neutral, fairly flat. But I think you can take away at the outset, you can take away that volatility, not the VIX volatility yet, but price volatility is coming back into the markets. I think that is a obviously a good sign when you see a 200 point price swing from top to bottom and back to top again. Not necessarily the direction so much, but the actual price movement. That's one of the bigger price days we've seen in quite a while. So I think that is something you can take as a very good sign. I think that the overall action, you know, I do believe, as I've said for a while, that I do believe that the tops are in. So, you know, with the top being in my opinion, I think that you'll see that the markets will start to see some more volatility and some more action. So that, I think, also gives us something to look at as well. Again, I think that, you know, one of the things you have to remember is, you know, how the markets function. And how the markets work. And I think once you see that, you know, you start to get a better feel for the overall market and what it's going to do next. And I think that's, you know, giving us the sign that the markets are actually reaching that point. And, you know, at the end of the day, it seems to be a real legitimate chance that again, the tops are in. We still have the media chirping it up and talking about how this time is different. I find that extremely annoying because, you know, these people should know better. And these are not, you know, little guys. These are advisors that should have a real clue of the overall market. And for them to come out and say that can only mean one thing. That they have an overall agenda that they're trying to, you know, get into somebody's pants pocket here. You know, again, this is not your own little world here. I mean, this is a real market that, you know, again, is extremely overpriced at these levels with this market. Now, can it go higher? Yeah, of course it can go higher. I'm not telling you it cannot go higher. Markets can go anywhere they want. But I am telling you that overall, the picture certainly does not look pretty. We are certainly at significant overvaluations. I think that is without saying. And, you know, if you want to continue to, you know, say, hey, you know, well, this time is different. Well, then, you know, feel free. But to me, it looks very much like, you know, we're seeing some blow off patterns appear. In the NASDAQ, we're seeing some blow-off appearances appear, you know, everywhere. And you know, at the end of the day, all right, you know, that's typically the sign that the end is near. And, you know, again, we're not predicting the top isn't today, right? We're saying that it's time to be more alert because we can create more action and more opportunities to play now just because of that. All right. And that is something that, you know, we want to make sure that we are, you know, ready to shoot and ready to play with, is a market that is going to give us the activity and the action that is going to create more opportunities for us to do the bottom line, make money. Okay. And of course, that's what action brings, is it brings the opportunity to make money. And that's always something that we have to be, you know, very, very prepared for and ready to go, is for when opportunity arises, we get ourselves, you know, ready to rock and ready to play, because that is exactly, you know, what the markets bring us, is the opportunity to make money and to play and to be in position to always step up and be prepared for the markets. Now, you know, we see many, many signs that should be sending warning signs to all of you. All right. Again, we're not predicting right now that this is the end. All right. I don't want you ever to think that I'm going to sit here and stand here like I know that the end is near. It does feel that the markets have too much value and there's too many things going on. I don't think there's anything to look at from there. I think that's a definite situation, that there is certainly a market that has been extremely overvalued. And, you know, we can sit there and say, hey, you know, it's got this, it's got that. And I go, okay, you can do that. All right. And, you know, certainly, you know, I'm not going to tell you that you're not going to be right or wrong. What I'm telling you is that in history, markets find a level. Markets will find a spot in which it is time to reverse. And that is exactly what we will find when it's time, is that the markets will be ready to reverse to the other direction. Now, the other direction will lead you and show you that there is definitely some potential issues that are out there. And again, it's not me because I'm trying to be bearish. It's me saying to you, hey, the market's been on fire. Everybody has forgotten how much debt there is in the system. Everybody has forgotten the things that happen in a marketplace. And we're just saying that, well, okay, then we can just go up forever. And, you know, that's always an issue, because if you believe that we can go up forever, then you're nuts, all right? Because at some point, there are going to be sellers stepping into the markets and going to take some profits. There are going to be short sellers stepping into the market and starting to sell. Now, you know, we can approach it any way that we would like, but what we do know is a mathematical certainty that there will be some sort of selling pressure. And if you continue to try to defy the odds and the probabilities of the market, then what you're going to find out is you're going to have some egg cream on your face, because, you know, again, logic dictates that the markets will have some sort of a sell-off at some point. Now, it's been, you know, for probably the last year or two that should be starting to happen. But now a lot of the things are falling into place, in which we'll talk about, you know, more a little bit later. But you have to remember that playing defense is very important to being successful in trading and investing. A good defender has a much better chance to survive the markets, because that's really what our focus is being able to defend and not worried about putting ourselves out on the line. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm will let you download the show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And of course, make sure you also check out Bubba's Bottom Line at BubbaTrading.com. We're going to stop by here for a break. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back. Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, we were talking about some of the factors that are in play in the market here. And I think one of the first things that we should really kind of look at and should cause you some concern is we talked about debt. Well, we've got a lot of subprime auto debt. We've got a lot of student debt. And again, neither one of those will be paid back. All right. And it's not like the housing bubble. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. But you now have the autos had their earnings, not earnings, but their sales report, and they were not good. And they're sitting on extremely high inventory, which, if you're not aware, car dealers, when they hold inventory, they floor plan it. In other words, they pay, you know, their floor plan. So they've got, they're stuck with debt. Now, of course, they'll have a better chance of paying it because they're not, you know, they're not necessarily bad debt. But now you've got that debt tied in with too much inventory. And as we thought, and as we said a while back, is were they sacrificing their future because of what they thought they could do? And again, I thought they were kind of selling out. That was my opinion way back when, that they were selling out. And of course, it does look indeed like they did sell out. And I think it's coming back to haunt them at this date now. All right. You know, when you sell out and you give too much away in the beginning, you now find out that, hey, maybe I made a little bit of a mistake. And that, because again, who's going to be, where are the buyers going to come from? You know, we still have not solved the problems that exist in this country. We have a lot of promise that we will solve it, but to this point, they have not been solved. Okay? So now, if you take that into consideration and you look at around at the rest of the things, all right, who's going to pay? And there's where the rub comes in. You know, the Fed has got a $4.5 trillion balance sheet. All right. Now, what the hell, where are they going to go? All right. So what does that all mean when it comes down to the big picture? And what it really means is that, guess what? We're going to get screwed because they're going to have to do something, and that something is going to have to affect us. Because the effect will be that they're going to try to get either inflation or more taxes or both, which means more taxes twice. And if that happens, then we end up financing that debt from the Federal Reserve. So even though it's not considered a debt. So we have the chance to get it stuck up, you know, as I like to say. They like to stick it to us whenever they can, because they can. And if we're going to continue to allow them to do that, which obviously there's not much we can do about it, you then have another problem, okay? And of course, you know, you can look at anything around, but you've got, you know, just there's a lot of headwind in ahead of us, and especially if Donald Trump, President Trump, does not get the things he requested, then you're going to see a lot more headwinds. And I think that when you look at it from that way, it can only lead to some selling pressure. Now, we're not, again, it's not a gloom and doom type situation. It would be a natural spot to see some selling, because the markets need to have some selling. But if you can tell me that a company like Tesla should be at all-time highs now, and they're now talking about them being the next trillion or the first trillion-dollar company, I mean, they don't make any money. So how can it be that we've got them going up and they're now at record all-time highs? I mean, Tesla was up again. This stock has gone from about two something, about 240, almost in a straight line to 300. Okay. Now, where is that value? I don't see that kind of valuation on a company that loses money. All right. Now, I mean, their earnings per share are only minus $5 per share. So they make it up with buy-in, though. Yes, they had a good quarter, but they have not proven the fact that they can actually make any money. Yet here we go, pumping them up and letting them, you know, running the stock and comparing them to like an Amazon. Now, do we really think that they actually compared to an Amazon? I mean, this is not, and don't get me wrong, it's not that they will never compare to an Amazon. Again, we're not saying that. You know, what I'm saying is that it took Amazon a long time. You know, Amazon was a $30 stock in 2008. I mean, and it's developed, and it actually has a plan, and it actually works, and it actually can fulfill. So far, Tesla has not been able to fulfill what the demands are. And their biggest problem is still the thing is a battery. So, you know, until we can get these things solved, it certainly has no value being a $300 stock. But again, you know, you watch them fly and they go and, hey, you know, who am I to tell you that it can happen? But what I am telling you is that when you look at the overall picture, it doesn't look good. Those are the things that you look at. When you look at Amazon, now let's go to Amazon, $900 almost. Now, again, I'm not saying it's not a great company. I mean, they're obviously great at what they do. But again, are we going to say that it's worth the $900? I would think not. I would think that they're probably a little overvalued. I mean, again, you saw moves that just don't make sense, you know, and we've seen a lot of exploding in a lot of these stocks the last couple of days that, you know, again, don't get me wrong, they could move up. But again, here we are with this happening. And of course, the bond market is still railing. So that doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense on top of everything else. So you've got, you know, these tech stocks going crazy. In the meantime, the financials are falling apart. And, you know, if the financials are falling apart, you know, then what does it really mean for the bigger picture? And I think that's the story that we look for. All right. What is the real picture? And the real picture is, you know, not real good. Okay. That's the real story. It is not real good. We are not in great shape because there's too many problems that need to be dealt with throughout. And until those problems get dealt with, and the way they're going to be dealt with is we're going to have to take a hard line on certain things, we're going to see problems. But yet you will have investors pushing up into these markets saying, hey, man, this time's different. It's different again. I don't have to worry about it. I'm going up. And of course, as I warn you almost every day, it's never different. All right. And again, it doesn't mean that today is the day or tomorrow's the day or the next day's the day. What it means is that this is the time that if you believe, okay, that we're never going down again, well, then you can go ahead and buy. But you can bet your ass that we probably are. This is the time that they trap the most investors in markets just like this. This is the perfect time to trap you. All right. And that's why we say, hey, you know, this is the issue that we worry about. And this is when I worry about my people, because this is the perfect time to get sucked in to the market, because everybody's getting in and the fear of missing out has got us. But we'll come back after the break and discuss that and some of the emotional parts about trading and investing. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day. And of course, You can get the Sporting Edger as well, now hosted by Xander, and Bubba's Bottom Line, available at BubbaTrading.com. We'll be back right after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horvitz, coming right back after the break. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horvitz with you. And of course, we said we would talk a little bit about the emotional sides of trading and the fear of missing out parts of trading. And I think that's a lot what you're seeing in these markets is FOMO, the fear of missing out. And, you know, when you look at the markets, you look at what's going on, and people have a tendency to get a little bit jealous. They get a little concerned. They don't want to miss the next big move. Well, let me ask you a question. You don't want to miss the next big move. Where have you been for the last 8 years? I mean, you've now moved 300%. You think, how much room do you think is left? Another 300%? I think this is something that you have to identify in your own mind, all right, and realize that, hey, you know, the market's had a hell of a move, right? And maybe it might sell off a bit. And I don't say, again, I'm not telling you to sell out and take off what you own. I'm just saying, hey, maybe you want to be careful about what you put in. I think, you know, what you're looking at is you're looking at, you know, a market that has the longer that it can exist in this free space, which is going higher, the bigger the likelihood of a bigger sell-off is going to be. And I think that you tend to forget how painful it was when markets went the wrong way. And I think this is where you have a chance to defend yourself. This is where you have the time to say, hey, let me get my finances in order and make sure I know where I'm at and what I'm involved in. And then, just then, maybe you'll find yourself in a great position where you won't have to worry about, you know, if the markets go down, and you'll be prepared and ready to buy on the next downswing in the markets. That's where you want to be positioned, is in a position ready to buy when nobody wants to buy them, because that's when we want to buy them. We want to be in when nobody wants to be in, and we want to be out whenever he wants to be in. Because as we know, okay, when the boat gets too loaded up from one side or the other, it's typically the sign that it's about ready to sink. And I think that's where we are right now. I think when you look at, you know, many of the things that are going on, I think if you look at the GDP from the last quarter, I mean, again, they keep promising me a number, but yet we had 2% again. Now, again, it's not all Trump yet, but where does Trump think they're going to find this growth right now? I mean, there is no growth to be found right now. In our current setup, there is no place to find that growth. And I think that's where you miss out, and you get yourself convinced that things could possibly be different because you're listening to the promises. But if you look at this from a solution or a problem, okay? So I promise you that I will do this, okay? I promise you that I will help you build your business, okay? So you have a promise. So now you go out and you go get the supplies. You go out and do everything. You get ready to open your business. Maybe you borrow some money, whatever, right? So now everybody's prepared because my intentions were good when I said that I would help you out. And of course, I wanted to help you out because I wanted you to be able to build your business. And of course, now what happens? Well, something happens to me. I get overruled by my wife, or I get overruled by my board if I was loaning from the company, or I get overruled by somebody. So now all of a sudden, I can't give you the financing or help you do your business. But in the meantime, you've already gone out and signed a lease. You've got everything prepared. You've hired people. And now you can't go into business. So what happens? Well, the whole system falls apart. Well, that's very similar to what we have right now. We have a lot of promises that have been made. And again, I think the promises are with all good intentions. I think obviously what we're seeing is we're seeing a problem with the House and the Senate, which is what we thought would happen. But now with this problem, what do we have? We have... a market that has been built on the promise of something that's going to happen. And yet it does not appear that we're going to be able to get delivery on that promise. And that's what happens. So usually as you look at markets, it's a buy the rumor, sell the news, sell the rumor, buy the news, whatever. But now, not only are we not going to get delivery on this, but we're not going to get them, which would create even a bigger potential. So the markets were looking, and again, it's not a final score. We could still get them, but the markets are looking for a sell-off either way. So now if we don't get anything, man, they could really get a big sell-off. And again, this is not to make you afraid. This is to teach you the function and how the market works. And that is the types of emotions that we look for when we're doing things, because that's really how markets actually work. Okay. That's the real function of the market and watching a market work. And it's very simple. All right. The market's built up on expectation. And when the expectations are met, the markets typically sell off. The markets are sold off on potential disappointment. They're not disappointed as much. They rally. It's the same old story. It's been like that forever, right? Good news is bad news. Bad news is good news. Any news, if it drives the market, you can usually figure out that we're going to fade or look to be to the other side, because typically the markets always know better. Typically, we don't get ourselves in a position. So at the end, what do we have? We have a market that is truly overvalued, that has been built up on all of these promises. So even if the promises are delivered, how much more room do we really think there is? Now, just because we think that the top is in doesn't mean that we can sell it freely and look for the markets to go lower yet. We have to be patient enough to wait for the market to give us some solid indication that we're going to see something that will allow us, because here is what's going on. All right. You still have a lot of money coming in on the dips. There are still dip buyers. I'm not going to use the words that there's a lot of money on the sidelines, because that's a bunch of crap. But there is always money to come in, and people will always step up to buy. So if that's the case, and they are getting ready to step up to buy, well, we have to be concerned about, you know, getting trapped on the wrong side until they become exhausted. And that's kind of the psychology of the trading model, is when the guys get exhausted, all right, they get ready to move the other way. And that is something that we have to be ready for, is to say, hey, we have a problem here, and how are we going to deal with it? So right now we're at stage, I would call it like phase three. of the market. The first phase was trying to identify where the top was. And I do believe the top was put in on March 1st, okay, on the blow-off. So now we've seen subsequent lower highs, which indicate to me that the top is in. And so now we have to see enough evidence that says, okay, now that we see the top, can we get short here? And how can we get short? And where can we make money on that side of the market? And that is something that we are now, you know, focusing on, is where can our entry be to help us figure out a spot to now go ahead and sell this market and get on the short side of the market and work it from that direction. And that is really the bigger story, is now to put ourselves in the position to collect and get paid when the markets start to move in the other direction. And when you do that, you are then moving yourself up to the next level of trading, because now you have a much clearer and a much better understanding of how the market works, what makes the market work, and how you can make it work better for you. And that's something that I always want to make sure that you understand, is the function of the market, how the market works, and how you can make it work better for you. And if you do that on a regular basis, then you know, you will sit and be prepared for anything that's going to happen in the market. Because, you know, we know that we're not always going to be right. Sometimes we're going to have to get out, and understanding how to get out, understanding, you know, what to do, and understanding how to make the movements is really all part of the trading game and the trading plan in the game, because it is a game that we play. And if we recognize that game, you know, then we're ready to go and rock and roll. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. LibertyTalk.fm will allow you to download the show every single day. And, of course, you can get The Sporting Edge on the weekends. In the meantime, also, you can get the new hit sensation, Bubba's Bottom Line, at BubbaTrading.com. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out for a break. I'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
After 10,000 beers and
welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. So as we go through all of our stories and things, we are ready to rock. And of course, we want to make sure that we're always ready for the improbable or the impossible. You know, one of the things that we often talk about in trading is the impossible happens once a month. The improbable happens once a week. And if you understand that model and you allow that model to work with you and you allow that model to be part of what you're doing, then you're always prepared for something, okay? You're always prepared for what can go wrong and prepared for what can go wrong. And that is something that we have to always be able to identify, is the market. How does the market work? What's going to make it work? How am I going to fit in, and how am I going to be ready for the next move? So if you realize that it's never as good as it looks, it's never as bad as it looks, if you realize that weird things are going to happen and you're going to end up sometimes on the wrong side, you're going to have to reverse to the right side, I think you then find yourself in a spot that creates some issues for you. And that's why we spend so much time trying to warn everybody about the things that happen in markets and why they happen and how to best prevent yourself from the inevitable bad beat or the inevitable bad luck that happens all the time. And that is something that I love to talk about, because you know, you can hear everybody talk about the fundamentals, you can talk about the earnings, you can talk about all the things that everybody thinks you're supposed to talk about. But the markets drive and are driven on emotion. The markets drive on things that you don't even think about. And if we do not set ourselves up properly, then we're just like the rest of the sheep getting caught. And of course, when the time is right, we get sheared or skinned, right? But usually, if you remember Dale Brunson, you can shear a sheep many times, but you can skin them only once. Well, some get skinned, some get sheared. But in the meantime, we end up in the wrong side of the market because we are always working the wrong side of the street. And that goes back to, you know, how do we work the right side of the street? Well, we work the right side of the street by being prepared, watching the footprint of the market, looking for the activity that makes sense. And if you do that on a regular basis, then what you're doing for yourself is you're saying, okay, I get it. I understand it. And I'm going to put myself in that position of success. And the only way that I can do that is to be prepared for anything that can happen. All right. And not become too opinionated about what the market can or cannot do. Because if I do that, all I'm really doing is creating a position of trouble for myself. Because at the end of the day, if I've built up too much of an activity and put myself in too much trouble, then I end up in the position of trying to fight my way out. So instead of coasting through a good trade, I'm fighting out of a bad trade. And that is the problem when we try to get too over involved and don't wait for the proper things to happen and work in our favor. Again, I know it sounds simple, and it is actually simple, but it takes one hell of a lot of discipline to have that work for us properly, because many of us, all of us, have a tendency to sometimes, you know, get a little bit too involved with our opinions and with our thought process. And of course, when we do that, we typically can only create bad things to happen for all of us. So it's the important thing is to watch the markets. You know, just like if you're farming and you're trading the grain markets, and you know, I've said for months, all right, $10 key level soybeans, if they break, they're going to 940. Well, they got down to 940 yesterday. Now they may go a little bit lower, but and I said look to be for wheat to be the strongest. Well, it is the strongest. Again, doesn't make me a genius. What that makes me is somebody who followed the chart. That made me someone who was watching the action and trying to follow the money, because at the end of the day, it's always about money flow. It's always about watching the way the money is going in, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to follow the smart money. We're not trying to follow all the money that's running in that's late money. We're trying to follow the smart money. And the smart money now, in my opinion, is telling you that you should be short the markets. All right. And again, I'm not telling you to get short today. That's not what it's about. But the smart money is short the market. They've started to liquidate out. They're putting themselves in a position to create many things. And those things are the ability to maneuver around the market, all right, and put yourself in a position of success instead of only in a position of failure. And that's what many do, all right? The big problem is that we have a setup and a system that we like to all follow in. And what happens is we all get on the same side of the boat, and of course the boat sinks. And when we do that, we end up with a position that will not bring us dough. It'll bring us heartache. And we don't want heartache. We want to have the opportunity to be successful. And if we can do that on a regular basis, then we are set and ready to go. But again, it's first the preparation and being ready for those situations so that you can focus and be prepared to be successful versus not being prepared to be successful. Because the first part of success is being prepared for it. So if you're not prepared for success, you're doomed to fail. And of course, we know as traders, there are a lot of failures through trading just on a daily basis. But overall, the small failures can be overcome by some of the bigger successes. But if we continue to try to fight against markets, if we continue to try to do things that are out of character, then we end up in a problem and we end up losing money. And that, my friends, is really the way that it goes. And it's not, you know, again, this is not, you know, made up. This is real. When you hear me talk, you're getting real life. This is not imaginary. This is not from a book that, hey, you know, I got to do this. This is real, real everyday market action. And, you know, it's up to you to be prepared for that market action. Okay. It's up to you to be ready for that market action. And I think you are. But in the meantime, we've got a lot of things going on now, and we are in a position to see some issues and some problems. So we're going to be ready to go for that. In the meantime, let's see what happens tomorrow. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm will allow you to download the Bubba Show every single day. And of course, you can also get the Sporting Edge there. That'll do it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. I always appreciate spending a day with you. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later. Wake up, Maggie.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.